Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down.
That's right. It's time to buck right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time once again right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network to kick things off. And we are here on a Thursday. Tomorrow, PBR, Columbus, Ohio is where they're going to be wrapping up their season, getting ready for the PBR World Finals. And, man, do we have a show set up for you today. And, wow, I'm telling you what, it's going to be exciting. Want to let you guys know, we do have phone lines open for the time being. 646-915-9940. Now, yesterday, we had some guys that had way too much time on their hands. Apparently, don't know anything about rodeo, but wanted to call and give us a hard time, and that's fine. It's all good. We kind of grown to expect it. I think it's just people that are upset that we do what we do, and we have the pleasure of doing what we're doing out here, living the rodeo lifestyle. But anyways, let them do it. But you know what? Speaking of phone lines being open, you know, I came into a truck stop here earlier today, and I saw something I haven't seen in quite some time. Now, you guys just kind of give me your questions or your comments on this deal, but I actually saw a payphone inside the store. I have not seen a payphone around in a long time. And, of course, you'd find one right here in Ada, Oklahoma. Couldn't believe it. Do you guys still see payphones around in your neck of the woods? Because I don't. I mean, it used to be you could find them on every street corner and everywhere else, but they're just nowhere to be found anymore. But I found one here at a truck stop. Of course, it was out of order, but, it's there. Amazing. Wow, looks like we got some fans hanging out here with us, and want to say a big old shout-out to you. Glad that you guys are on board in our chat room. We've got some North Carolina guys. We got guys from all over, including our European bull riders, tuning in right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, man, we're glad to have y'all here with us today. We got a great show lined up for you. We've got a special co-host that's going to be jumping on board here with us. Not sure if you've seen it or not, but it's going to be a good one. And I will tell you that we are going to have more than one guest on our show today. So make sure to tune in and hang out with us. Looks like I'm getting some word here that Pro Rodeo Live is going to be broadcasting the Heart of Texas Rodeo All-American Series Finals this weekend. So make sure to tune in. And we were actually down in Waco, Texas last weekend. And speaking of that, also wanted to let you know that I got word this morning on ProRodeo.com that Trevor Brazil won the tie-down roping by 5.3 seconds, in his series. That is crazy. I cannot believe that he would win by that much overall. But he had himself a very good weekend and, apparently starting things off right. But if you guys are interested, you can listen to Pro Rodeo Live. And the link is posted on the Making 8 Maniacs group page. You guys get over there to Facebook, and you guys can follow along there. Thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that out there this morning. But, yep, you bet. We got a great show lined up. Obviously, if you guys have seen the post, and so we've got the lovely Miss Sadie Berger that's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. So she's also going to be kind of my co-host for the show today. And we've got some other cool guys that we're going to have on board here with us. I think y'all will like it. Anyhow, getting back down to it, we I couldn't believe it that I actually seen a payphone out there this morning. And it sounds like Denise, according to the chat room, has actually has three in her town. But, yeah, I have not seen a payphone around in a very long time. So I was just kind of shocked as I was walking in this morning. I said, what in the world is that? And I wondered, does it give you free nights and weekends? I mean, I don't know what the deal is anymore with those things, you know? Probably is not going to be very cheap to have around, that's for sure. But anyhow, so we'll get Sadie on here in just a little bit, and she will be my co-host for today's show. We've got a big show lined up for tomorrow, too. Already in the works, and I'm telling you, we're rocking and rolling with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think you guys will like tomorrow's show just as much as today's. Let's see. Who else do we have going on? Looks like Miss Kat Johnson jumping on board here with us. And glad to have all of you guys on board with us, man. I'm telling you, it's just lighting up each and every day. We're getting bigger and better. Texas Rangers won last night, taking a 3-1 series lead. They can actually wrap up and go to the World Series here coming up. Now, granted, Texas Rangers did beat my Tampa Bay Rays, so I'm not real happy with them, but I'd rather see them in it than Detroit. And, of course, being out here in this area, we are in Texas Ranger country for sure. So you see a lot of Texas Ranger fans hanging out around town, and everybody sporting their Texas Ranger gear for sure. But anyhow, yep, I'm getting word right now that we have definitely got some cool things happening and for today's show, so make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take our first break here, fans. Want to remind you guys that if you're interested in getting some advertisement out there or some sponsorship opportunities, we have them right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We can broadcast your name out there, and we can do some great, great sponsorship opportunities. So make sure to contact us. 386-235-3245 would be the number to get a hold of us right here after the shows, and we'll be happy to talk with you more about it. So you know what? Being that it is a PBR Thursday afternoon, how about we get this party started with a little bit of PBR action? Gary Allen, get off on the pain.
I don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's 100 scars and should've run away. Now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. Forgiveness for this aching in my bones. It would be so easy to find a better way.
is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Well, that's Rod. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Makin 8 Rodeo Network. As we fire things up on a Thursday, we are only a few hours away from starting off our weekend, and it's going to be another rodeo weekend right here. Columbus, Ohio, PBR, Built Ford Tough Series going to be wrapping up their season. And while we're talking about the PBR, we've actually got somebody who's been around it for quite some time, was raised around the PBR, I guess you could say, and I'm proud to bring in my co-host for today's show, the lovely Miss Sadie Berger. Sadie, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderful. Loving this life out here in Ada, Oklahoma. So first off, I got to thank you for taking the time out to kind of help us out on today's show. And, wow, you got to let us know what's going on with you. What's new in the Chad Berger Bucking Bull world?
Well, we've been really busy. Of course, this fall, wrapping up the 2011 season. Yeah, I just talked to my dad. I live about 100 miles away from him when I'm off at college. I had no idea what he was doing today. I figured he was out buying cattle, and I said, "Dad, doing this radio show. Are you going to call in?" And he's on the plane getting ready to go to Columbus. So he's already on his way there, and the bulls got there either Wednesday or yesterday. Bubba, our bull hauler, got him there. So just getting ready to wrap up the season.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? This is really kind of just the beginning, I mean, of the end of the season, I guess you could say. This
yeah.
is obviously the final sanctioned event, but then, of course, Vegas coming up in just a couple weeks. And how many bulls are you guys taking out that way?
You know, we don't have the list for the finals yet. It all just depends on what Lambert wants and what everyone else is bringing. But, you know, we've brought a potload of bulls, 26 to 28 before. We've brought 13. We've brought 10. It all depends on what they need and what they want. But, you know, 10 plus for sure. Who knows how many we'll end up taking. Won't have that number for a few weeks, or I guess a week probably.
Right. Okay. So, let me ask you, though, are you going to be there?
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss it. I fly in Thursday. I think I get in around noon to McCarran International Airport. So, yeah.
Good deal. Well, hopefully we'll be able to make it out there as well. Now,
yeah.
I've got to ask you, though, here recently, just in the past couple weeks, the PBR was kind of hit, not only the PBR, but the bull riding world was kind of shocked in the passing of one of the best bulls of all times, and one that your grandfather actually had the fortune of raising from when he was a calf, and that was Little Yellow Jacket. Tell us a bit about that. I mean, I'm sure that has obviously impacted you guys pretty strongly.
Yeah, that was a rough day, actually. I think you were the one who texted me, and I had no idea what was going on, just another day for me. And you said that, and I started kind of calling around, and no one really had heard anything in my family. And then my cousin Justin, who's the son of my Uncle Nevada's son, he took care of Little Yellow Jacket like he was his own kid. And I texted him, and he said, "Yeah, it's true." And it was a rough day for our family, definitely. I mean, I came home from school, and my roommates knew something was wrong with me. They could tell I'd been crying. "What's wrong, baby?" And it was a really rough day. I mean, he was really important to our family. He put my grandpa on the map. If it wasn't for him, I mean, my grandpa raised a lot of really good bulls before him. But that bull just proved that his blood and genetics were something special. And he was really something special to our family.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, he was really something special to the bull riding family as well. And when I got first word of it, I didn't want to believe it. You know, I mean, I just couldn't. I said, you know, I mean, this was a bull that myself personally, of course, I never had an opportunity to get on him, but a lot of my friends actually have. Brian Corson was actually knocked out by that bull And, you know, he was just so fascinating. He, you know, just the way he bucked and then what he did, his personality that he had about him. And you're right, it really proved that, you know, these genetics are something special. And I really think it was him that brought out, and everybody said, you know, we really want to start getting that bloodline so we can breed bulls to be like Little Yellow Jacket. And
yeah.
They've done that. But, yeah, it was certainly a sad day for everyone, and I know you guys as well. I saw a post, a blog there on PBRnow.com that your dad posted about him. And I had no idea that Little Yellow Jacket's mother actually did not survive that winter.
We have really rough winters up here, and that was actually one of the worst on my grandpa's herd. And it's amazing that he survived and lived through it. I mean, it just proves that he was meant to do what he did.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Sadie, let me ask you, what do you guys look for? I mean, do you guys have a list of your top-ranked bulls right now that you really think are going to be at the PBR World Finals this year?
It all depends. But, you know, for sure we'll have SmackDown going. Robson Guillermo scored, I don't even remember if it was 94.5 at Arvent and Bismarck on him. I think they marked the bull like a 47. One of the highest rides of the year. It was, you know, not a Built for a Tough Series event, but still a PBR-sanctioned event. He'll be going. It just all depends. I don't know what else Dad's got going. But, you know, Big Tex could probably be a long-round bull, depending on how he's feeling. Yellow Jacket Jr., the situation. Chicken Fried. I don't know what he's planning on taking. I haven't had a chance to sit down with him. I'm never home.
Right. Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, yeah, I would certainly expect to see Big Tex out there on the trailer heading out to Las Vegas, you know, as well as so many of those other ones that you guys have down there. You guys have such a great program, and we look forward to seeing what these guys are going to do. How are things going with you in school?
Oh, school's keeping me really busy. It's tough this year. It gets harder and harder every year. And I just started a new job. I actually work for Verizon Wireless. So I work about, I don't know, anywhere from 20 to 30 hours a week. I've been busy with that. But it's been keeping me busy, but it's been fun. And I like it so far, so good this year.
Well, can you give me free nights or can you give me free minutes? I need some minutes.
I can't do that, but I would if I could, definitely. It's a good job for me because I truly am my father's daughter, and it's a commission-based job, so it's all about how you sell something, and like I said, I'm my father's daughter. If you've ever heard him sell something, I'm pretty much just like him at it. He's good at it.
So ice cubes to Eskimos, huh?
What's that?
I said you could sell ice cubes to Eskimos, huh?
You're right. I could sell ketchup popsicle to a lady in White Gloves.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to put you to work over here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, too. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're that much of a sales girl, we need all the help we can get. But you know what? I'm really glad to have you as my co-host for today on the show. Because we do have a lot of guests that are set to call in, and hopefully we'll get them on the air here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I was just going to say we're going to let you take over the show. We're going to make this the Sadie Berger Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I don't know about that, but I can sure try. So today I talked to a couple of my buddies about coming on the show. I talked to about 4 or 5 of them, and a lot of people were busy, including my dad. He's flying. But today we're going to have Sam Medlock. Sam Medlock is still a bull rider. He came out of retirement this last year. He was in, the 97 World Finals. He's a good guy and a heck of a bull rider, so I called him up, and he's going to come on the show today. And then we're also going to have Cedar Kingsolver, who's been out with an injury for a while. Cooper Tires guy, so him and my dad spend some time around each other at the Vents. And Skeeter's a good kid, so he'll be on. And then I talked to Reese Gates, and I don't know if he's calling in, but that's a possibility too, so you never know who we're going to get today.
Good deal. Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's what we like about this show is, you know, I mean, you never know who's going to stop by. And speaking of which, I believe we have one of those guys on board with us right now. So let's see if we can't get in the Skeet Man himself, Mr. Skeeter Kingsolver. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And actually, we've got our co-host for the day, Miss Sadie Berger, who I know you've been in contact with this morning. So, Sadie, say hey to Skeeter here, and we're going to let you take over and talk with him a little bit.
All right. What's up, Skeeter?
How you been?
Good. Yourself?
Pretty good. Just living all life right here in Kansas.
What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, since I've been hurt, I bought me some land and bought me a place, so I've really been working on it and just trying to clean it up a little bit, and it needs a little work, so that's really what I've been doing here lately.
Right on. When do we expect to see you back?
I'm hoping by the beginning of the new year in January.
Okay.
Just start the year out fresh. But Tandy was thinking, I'm not going to go against what he says. He was thinking more like February or March. So
okay.
We'll just kind of see because I'm feeling good. I mean, I don't really know how to put, because I've never had my shoulder, you know, had surgery on my shoulder before. So I really don't know how long it's going to take, but it's feeling really good. I've been riding my barrel and stuff like that. I just can't sit in the house and not do nothing.
Well, good. Good that you'll be back. So are you going to come out to Vegas and spend a little time at the World Finals, or what's your plan?
Yeah, I'm thinking I am. My agent, he's been talking to Cooper Tire, you know, Chris and Melissa and
mm-hmm.
Stanley and DeWalt and Earl. They've been talking, so they've been working stuff out. You know, I couldn't be more appreciative to have sponsors and have great sponsors in that than, you know, Cooper Tires and Stanley and DeWalt. So, you know, I'll definitely go out there and like to see my fans and support their great name.
Yeah, that's awesome. We'll hope to see you out there. Tell the listeners a little bit about the things that Cooper Tires does, how awesome they are. Like, I just, for instance, got a new set of tires on my car. Tell them about what they set you up with.
Like with what?
Tires and stuff. Tell them how awesome your tires are.
Oh, man. They are really great with keeping us with pretty thick tread, you know, just whatever you need. And they were my first sponsor that, you know, I just got on tour. I'd been on tour for about a month, and I just kind of ran up on it and just got, Melissa asked me to come up and take pictures up at the on the concourse at their booth, and you know, I was just a young kid and just got on tour, and I'm like, yeah, I thought so. You know, it's still fun. You know, you got to make it fun with all the fans and have fun with it. But I was so
mm-hmm.
excited to go up there and take pictures, and I'm like, yeah. So I went up there, and then, you know, you got to take care of it. You know, having sponsors, you just don't get them. You got to earn them. I mean, you got to, you know, ride good to get them.
Hey, Skeeter, who actually did the surgery on your shoulder? Did Tandy actually do the surgery on that?
Yeah, I've had, you know, three surgeries, one on my ankle and then one on my elbow right before the finals last year, the week before, and then now this one, I went down there to Dallas every time, just so he knows, you know, what exactly, and he done it, so, you know, I don't have any more trust in anybody, so, you know, I just trust him with everything, so I just go with whatever he thinks needs to be done, because I know you can't ride bulls forever, but I don't want to be handicapped or not be able to get around whenever I'm done riding bulls. But, you know, I want to have a long, successful career, not just a glimpse.
Yeah. Well, I think the big part of that, tell us what you think. I know it's hard for a guy like yourself to be, you know, sitting at home or to go to these bull rides and not be able to actually get on. But you also realize that, I mean, if you go back too soon, then you take the risk of re-injuring that or re-aggravating it, and then you got to go have Tandy do more work on it, you know, and it's just going to be longer to put you out. So, I mean, I know, what's your take on that, you know, about coming back too soon? You think that you're going to really make sure this thing is healed up right before you get back on?
Yeah, I'm going to. It's hard for, you know, you talk to any bull rider, it's hard to do, you know. It's because you want to get back out there. That's what you do, you know. That's all I know. I mean, I love riding bulls, and, you know, that's something that's so hard to even, you know, to go to the events and watch. But, you know, at the same time, you got to think about your career and, you know, how you want to go about it. Some guys, you know, go about it a little differently. But I've heard from quite a few guys that, you know, it isn't worth it, so just take the extra month, you know, or month or two that you need, and just come back stronger. And this time off, you know, it's you can take it as you want it. Like, I have four to 6 months of, you know, time off. You know, you can either, you know, sit there and, you know, ground upon it and be mad about it, or, you know, you can take it as a stepping stone and, you know, really focus on your goals and what you want to achieve when you get back, and make sure you get those goals.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this land that you bought. Now, how much land did you get up there? And you got cattle running on it, or horses, or what you got going on up there?
Well, I got horses. Right, I don't have any cattle right now. You know, it's something that I'd like to learn more about. You know, I want some bucking bulls, but I'm just gonna have, you know, some bulls to practice on. I don't want to start anything like a breeding program, you know, or get in anything like that right now. But I may, you know, get in some beef cattle and do it that way. But no, I don't right now. I just got it. It's 80 acres, and it's got a farmhouse on it. So I'm just renting that house out right now, and just kind of working on it, taking baby steps. I don't want to get into it too deep, and, you know.
Right on. Well, yeah, you know, if you're interested in the bucking bull business, I think the one we have here on the phone line would be one to talk to about getting some good bucking bulls, right?
Oh, yeah, and then her dad knows all about the sell barn, you know, beef cattle stuff. So I've talked to him quite a bit. I've talked to Chad quite a bit and about, you know, just beef cattle, and he's constantly doing the sales and stuff.
Buying cattle right now for my uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I saw the post today that you're actually out at the sale barn right now, huh?
Yeah, I showed up today to see my uncle, and he wasn't here yet. And I get buyer cards, and they're like, oh, get to going. And I'm like, oh, all right, I really don't know that much, but all right.
Well, if I was in your shoes, Sadie, I know you know a lot about it, but, you know, I'd take it all in, because you could learn from anybody better than your dad.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing, Peter, have you done any school since the school out at our place?
No, I haven't. Actually, I got a phone call the other day from the guy that I first went to here. He lives here in Kansas, and that was the first ever school, and he asked me to come help him out, and, you know, that's the least I can do is go down there mm-hmm. and help the kids out. But, yeah, no, I hadn't done any since up there at your house we had that school, and hopefully that school would be just as good as that one out there without the rain.
Yeah, definitely. Scott, a buddy of my dad's, a couple buddies, put on a bull riding school at our place, and it was Skeeter, Dusty LeBest, Ryan Dirt Eater, and another bull rider from home, Jay Dunford, and they put on a 2 or 3 day bull riding clinic in the rain. I've never seen such a mess, and those guys were so awesome. The kids never thought they'd ever get to do something like that in their life, and I still hear them talking about it when we buck bulls at our place.
Well, to work with guys like Skeeter and Ryan and Dusty, I mean, that really is. That's a lot of knowledge there put together on guys that are pretty active right now. You know, I mean, they're out there on the Built for Tough series right now, and for them to take the time out to work with the young kids and try to develop them in the proper skills that they're going to need, you know, to work themselves into the Built for Tough series at some point. That's a great thing, Skeeter, that you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah, man. That's one thing, you know. I mean, I know I'm not that old, but, you know, I want to see these young kids do, you know, just as much or more than, you know, that I am right now. Or, you know, I want to see, you know, young kids come up and be superstars and stuff like that, because, you know, it's exciting to see, and it keeps the sport growing. And, you know, it's just, like right now, I don't really know of a whole lot of 18, 19-year-old kids that, you know, but especially this year, you know, with the rookies and on the Built for Tough series, and I don't know of any, you know, really 18 or 19 year old kids. And, you know, I know them, but they're going like pro rodeos and stuff. But we just need to get more guys, you know, really focused on what they want and know that they can make the best living they can at the PBR.
Absolutely, yeah, right on. Well, speaking of the PBR, now, have you had a chance to watch some of the events? I mean, have you been to the events, or have you just been watching from home, or been kind of keeping up with the guys, or how's that been working out?
Yeah, you know, they're Ryan and Austin, you know, they're my best buds, and even though they live in Oklahoma, we still talk, you know, pretty much every day, and because, you know, it's getting close to hunting season, me and Austin, we like to hunt, so we talk about, you know, we'll just talk about hunting. Most of the time, not even bull riding. So,
right.
But, yeah, I keep in touch with them. I actually went out to Hartford, Connecticut this past week, and I went out there for a couple of days and seen everybody and done some sponsorship obligations. And it was fun. I'm glad I got to see everybody, and I'll be out in Vegas too.
Right, right. Well, what do you think about going into the finals? I mean, obviously the Brazilians are making a really strong run right now. But, yeah, I mean, you know, just like you said, your buddy Austin sitting there in fourth place. You know, there's a lot of guys up there that can still make a good, strong run. What is your take? I mean, you have any opinions on it?
I mean, the Brazilians, they're, you know, you can't fault them because they don't buck off very much. It's just, they got such a camaraderie of, you know, of their riders. You know, they're all bonded together. They, you know, when you look at one of them ride, they're all standing on the back of the buck and shoots, cheering each other on. That's one thing. I mean, like, you know, I'm friends with Austin and Ryan. You know, it should be, you know, like that with all of us. If, you know, we could support each other like they do, and, you know, and just, you know, back each other like them. It's just a camaraderie, and we kind of need to focus, you know, more on that, because, I mean, if you can't see it, you know, for the Brazilians, they're doing it, and, you know, they've came from, you know, backgrounds and stuff like that, you know, where they came from nothing. So, you know, we got to understand that we're just not on TV being superstars, and I understand that I'm not. I mean, the only reason I love riding bulls, you know, just, you know, that's from when I started riding till now. You know, that's just the love of the sport, and I guess, you know, more camaraderie with American riders. That's what we need to step up, I think. But with the Brazilians, you know, they definitely, they're going to be hard to catch, especially, you know, if, I hate to say it, but it's going to come down to Valderon or Silvano. It's because,
yeah,
they got such a big lead. And
I don't
really know who will win that battle. And they're both really good. You know, Silvano, if he stubs his toe, Valderon will be right there to take it over.
Well, that's just it. You know, I mean, Valderon's had to deal with some injuries this year, which is questionable, you know, going into the finals. But Silvano is a lot younger. I think Valderon has the experience and the knowledge of being up there on the top. So, you know, it really is going to come down and be a very interesting finals. And I think, you know, just like you said, those two are going to be really hard to contend with. But then you've got a guy like Austin Meyer, and I don't want to count him out. He has ridden consistent all year, but he hasn't really won an event. I'd like to see him really come out and maybe win a couple rounds and make a statement there at the finals. So this could be a really good one to watch.
Yeah, and like I told Austin, you know, just when I talked to him the other day, he called me on his way home from Connecticut, and that last bull he got on there in Connecticut, he was kind of out of line, hard to ride, and he turned back away from his hand. And, you know, Austin, he's a little bit stronger into his hand, but away from his hand, you know, he kind of has a little trouble sometimes, but that's the best I've ever seen Austin get up on his legs and really ride that bull away from his hand. And I told him that was the best I'd ever seen him look. Just keep that going, man. It looked good.
Well, let me ask you something. That was something that you had just brought up a few minutes ago about the camaraderie that the Brazilians have and how they feed off of each other. One thing that I noticed now, of course, I don't speak Portuguese, you know, but so I have a hard time understanding. But you can see some of the facial expressions and things like that on bulls that these guys should have ridden, you know, and end up maybe bucking off early. You know, some of the other guys, you know, will go over and actually, you know, I mean, they're not going to, you know, hound them too much, but they're going to critique them and they're going to tell them, look, you know, you did this wrong or you did this. Maybe you ought to try doing something like this. I mean, they coach each other. And you were saying that the Americans don't really have a lot of that. And of course, that was an article that Cody Custer had printed out, you know, and he actually talked with us on our show last week about that. Of course, there's been a lot of talk about it. People have been taking it in their own text, you know, and making what they want out of it. But he did bring up a lot of good points in that. Maybe the Americans need to get together more and spend that time together. You know, that's something that I notice is that the Brazilians, they all go back to Texas and work Monday through Wednesday together on their training and on their, you know, physical fitness, and they get out there on horses and they go and get on practice bulls together and they coach each other, you know. What is your take? Do you think next year that you're going to see guys like yourself and Austin and Ryan and all that getting together more?
Oh, yeah. We've already talked about it. And it's nothing that everybody should see it. I mean, all them guys are my good buddies, and, you know, I think we should all, you know, be behind each other, but there's only so much room right there on the bucking sheet that you're coming out of. But, you know, we should all be up there supporting each other and spending more time just relaxing. And, I mean, you can relax, but you need to be up there supporting each other and, you know, instead of going back to locker room and just sitting in there instead of being out there, you know, supporting your buddies and, you know, even studying the bulls. That's one thing, you know, I try to do is I try to watch as much of the bull riding as possible and watch the bulls and, you know, so I kind of know what most bulls are like. And so
I think
we'll see it.
Yeah, while we're on that, Skeet, what is your take? I mean, the bull of the year coming down to Bushwhacker or Asteroid. What's your take on those bulls?
Yeah.
Asteroid all the way.
That
bull's insane. I've never seen a bull with like the action shots of that bull. If you ever see him, the way that he's just in the air, I think he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Sadie. I think Asteroid will win it. And Bushwhacker, he's an awesome bull. They both, I mean, if somebody could just ride Bushwhacker a little longer, you know?
Yeah.
He just has that just big, long, freaking real big jump out of there and kind of gets everybody, you know, stretched out around that corner and nobody gets around there. And really, like Dustin Elliott, when he rode him, you know, a little ways, that's what you know, somebody, you know, just needs to get to see him and bear down and, you know.
He needs to be able to show himself a little bit more for someone, you know, someone needs to stay a little bit longer. He can prove himself even more.
Yeah.
Somebody rides him a little ways, it'll be close and that'll be a really great battle. And, but like like said, he's an asteroid. He's unbelievable. Like, you know, just the pictures and the way they compare him and stuff like that. I don't know how he don't break his back. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they're both really ranked bulls, you know, and of course, Sadie, being around the bucking bull industry, and of course, Yuski, you know, I mean, getting on these bulls, I just, you know, we really value your opinion. All the fans here have been asking about it, and we're finally getting to that question. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm a Bushwhacker fan. I think that Bushwhacker has bucked so much more this year and really proved himself. But then it really, it's going to come down to the finals, you know, and it's definitely between those two bulls. I don't think anybody else can really compete with those bulls. But I think Sadie was right, too, that if somebody can stay on him longer, I think that if they can get to that six-second mark, that he's just going to settle in, because I don't think anybody's been on him. He's not going to know what to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's a tough bull to figure out. I mean, there's so much that you need. I mean, you got to do everything right on, you know, both end bulls. But there's just, I don't know, it's just going to take just a special ride. You know, you got to be on top of your game, and it's got to be the right time. You know, it's just one of those bulls that, you know, you're just not, he's not just going to jump out there and turn back, and, you know, he's going to have a lot of, it's going to be easy. You know, you can make it easy, because there's a lot of bulls that have a lot of, you know, good timing, or, you know, you just got to ride them right, and you can make them easy. But he's going to be hard from the word go.
Yep. Sadie, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, I just didn't want to take over. This is still your show. I haven't seen Sam pop on the line yet, but we do actually have a caller. And now yesterday we had this guy that had way too much time on his hands. Apparently calling kind of give. Well, actually, you know what? The other caller just hung up. So I'm not sure if that was Sam or not, but, yeah, we definitely want to try to get him on. And hopefully if we get a caller or two, you know, maybe we'll bring him on and let him talk with Skeet and yourself, Sadie. But, Skeet, what do you have planned for the holidays and all? Are you just going to spend time with family and work that new ranch of yours?
Yeah, just hang out here and spend time with family and my girlfriend. I got a girlfriend I've had. So we got back together here lately and just spend time around here and just enjoy life at home for now and try to get some stuff done.
Good deal. Well, you know,
how about you guys? What are you guys doing?
What are you doing, Sadie?
Oh, you know, I don't know what I'm doing for the holidays, but I might go.
I know you're going to be cold.
Yeah. Reason. I actually am looking into if I, my goal this month in commission, if I make like $1,500 in commission this month, I'm going to Fort Worth for New Year's. So that's kind of on my list right now.
Awesome.
Yep. Is that the thing to do down here? Because we've just moved to Ada, Oklahoma. So we're trying to find stuff to do down there. And of course, I know that Christmas time at the Burger Ranch is going to be quite interesting. And I really hope that we get to hear a little bit about it and probably see some pictures or something posted up. It should be a good time. But if you're going to be down here New Year's, maybe we'll have to try to work our way down to Fort Worth and hang out at the stockyards.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a couple of buddies of mine that are going to enter the bull riding then, and they're like, well, come on down. And I'm like, all right, I'll work on it.
Good deal. All right, well, you know what, guys? We actually have Sam on the line right now. So, Sadie, I'm going to let you bring on Sam. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, here he is, Sam Medlock. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me. How are y'all today?
Good.
Hello.
Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Got some questions here for you.
Okay, shoot.
All right. Tell us a little bit about LCD. Is that what it is? LCD? How's it going? Your thing.
So, Lake Conroe Bull Riders, that's where I started out in January, training the young bull riders here around Houston, Texas. And we've evolutionized into getting into pro teams as we were starting to see the Brazilians dominate. And, you know, I believe the problem's a little bit deeper than just, you know, being able to guys have camaraderie and work it together. So I'm trying to get a format together, or we're doing it. It's called Allied Bull Riders. I have five pro bull riders right now that I'm the coach of. And we're getting ready. Monday at 6:45, we start training camp. Those riders include Reese Cates, Bonner Bolton, Chase Outlaw, Craig Jackson, Chad Van Amberg. We also have other guys coming in, other riders coming in that aren't on the Allied Bull Riders team, and they'll be training with us as well, just kind of tuning up on their skills. And we're not calling it LCB anymore. Everything's Allied. So the pro team is Allied, and also the group of young high school riders that we're training are Allied Junior Champions.
Gotcha.
Wow.
All right. Another question I have is, so you came out of retirement, Sam. Tell us about it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I've been riding bulls my whole life, and started out in the PBR like a lot of young guys do. Had a lot of success right from the get-go. And in 1998, I was injured, and I kept coming back, had injuries for 5 years of my career that were keeping me out for 6 months or more at one time. I spent 9 years on and off of the televised tour competing with my injuries. And in 06, the last time I was on the tour, in the process of qualifying, I just ruined both of my shoulders. Once I got there, they weren't working very good. I got cut. I went to Tandy. He fixed one. 6 weeks later, he fixed the other one. I tried to make a couple comebacks after the shoulders healed, and none of them were successful. And I started to think that, you know, I'm getting too old and my bull riding career is slipping away. And last year, I just kind of had a feeling like I wasn't done with bull riding and I wanted to come back and ride some more. And I did. I cracked back out in January, and it was a blast. It was great to be back on the PBR tour. It was great to meet a lot of the new young riders and also just be a part of the growth that the PBR has become now. So, real excited to be back competing as a bull rider.
Definitely. Wow. Scott, you wanted to talk about maybe the legends and stuff?
Yeah, Sam, this is Scott here with the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, man, and welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. Are you actually going to be going out to Vegas for the Heroes and Legends reunion out there?
I am. Definitely. I'm super excited about that.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, we actually have a PBR superstar online with us right now in Skeeter Kingsolver, who's also dealing with a shoulder injury. Now, you having to, you know, go through that yourself, what's some of your advice that you could give Skeeter?
It's really pretty simple. All young riders that are out there trying to make a living riding bulls, anytime that you're not riding, you're not making money. So there's a lot of pressure right there to, you know, get back on maybe 3 weeks early or a couple weeks early. And it makes a big difference, medically speaking. When I was young, I rushed back from the surgeries, and sometimes, and it has for me, compounded. Because you're a little hurt, you get yourself in a bad position and get more hurt. If I had to give any advice for a young rider, I'd say just be real patient and get yourself 110% before you come back, because if you don't, you leave yourself open to further injuries.
There you go. Well,
appreciate it.
Yeah, Skeeter, that's obviously something that you have already taken into consideration. You know, you don't want to come back too soon, and you're going to definitely take Tandy's advice on when the right time is going to be to come back. But, you know, one thing that we were just talking with Skeeter with, Sam, was, you know, about the camaraderie and the things like that going on. The Brazilians obviously have a format that they're using to achieve that level of successfulness, you know, feeding off each other and working with those coaches, you know, guys like Adriano, you know, that are helping guide them and direct them. And that's something that you're doing now with Allied Bull Riders. Is that something, I mean, is there a website or something that we as fans can follow along with that and keep up with that team?
Absolutely. It's AlliedBullRiders.com. We
okay.
are in the process of building our website right now, so it's somewhat of a skeleton, but we're working daily to get it out there. And also, you can follow us on Facebook as well. We have a fan page, Allied Bull Riders.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, man. You know, that's something that you guys have also recognized. You know, you being a veteran in the sport and being a veteran within the PBR, and it was obviously something that even Cody Custer has talked about. A lot of these guys have been talking about. Skeeter was just mentioning how him and Austin Meyer and some of those guys are really working at getting together more, spending that time even on their free time, you know, outside of the actual weekend bull rides, you know, getting to work on that development and things like that that are necessary in order to achieve that successfulness. I mean, is that something that you agree with?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a trick because a lot of us bull riders have other things going on, you know, ranches and social lives and things, and it's hard to spend all that time with different, you know, guys that live in different places. What we do at Allied is we're going to bring our pro riders in once a month for 4 to 5 days, depending on the Friday travel schedule, and once a month, you know, get these guys back to the basics, get to our PT, go through the drills on the barrel, ride practice bulls if any guys need it, watch films, that sort of thing. And, you know, you don't have to spend every day together. You just need a focus point and you need a leader like Adriano has been that's kind of watching over these guys. We need to understand that the Brazilians, they're sort of created an accidental team. And I feel like a lot of their success is exactly what everybody's saying. It's the camaraderie and it's the confidence. They come over and they don't speak English, so they're sort of forced to stick together. And then Adriano has been very active as far as, you know, stepping in there and giving them coaches when they need it. So it's sort of a – they're sort of an accidental team, but we're seeing what all of us Americans already know from all the other sports that have come before us and grown, which is a good team is always more powerful than an individual.
Sure. Absolutely. You're right on that. Well, Skeeter, I appreciate you hanging on the line with us here, partner, and I don't want to hold you up, man, but I want to say thank you for taking the time out here to talk with the fans and talk with us, and man, I want to wish you the best of luck on your recovery and your new ranch out there, and hopefully we'll see you out there in Vegas here for the PBR World Finals.
Yeah, thank you, man, I appreciate it, and I'm kind of enjoying listening, hearing about what Sam's talking about, so I might just stick around here and listen.
Absolutely, you're more than welcome to. I just didn't want to cut you off and put you on the back burner there with Sam. But man,
no, you're good. I'm good. I'm content.
Good deal. Well, that is some great advice, Sam. And I think that what we're, you know, I've already talked about on my show. Now we've had a lot of guys that have come in here and talked about this deal. And there's been a lot of talk in the PBR about coaches and, you know, official coaches. For certain teams and that type of thing. I have already stated that I think we're going to see a lot of changes during this off season. Guys are going to start getting together and maybe forming some sort of, I wouldn't say alliances, but yet, just like you said, maybe an unofficial team where they're going to start getting together and saying, hey, if the Brazilians can do it and be successful, maybe we ought to do it and try to work at being that successful. The thing that I see is, you know, there is a lot of rock star publicity out there with the PBR, a lot of smoke and fireworks, as a lot of fans call it. Do you think that that takes a lot of the attention away from some of these guys and maybe takes their focus off of what they're there to do, which is actually ride bulls?
That is a small part of it. I mean, once you – all the guys that have gotten up into that top 40 in the world – they all ride bulls well. Once you get there, it's how well you control your emotions and how well you handle the outside pressures. There's a lot of pressure to have 5 HD cameras on you, getting on the highest-ranked bulls in the world, and their sponsors watching. Everybody across the country is watching you, and it is a lot of pressure. You have to acknowledge it and then just kind of let it go and just remember that you're a bull rider and ride good. But, yes,
at the biggest stage in bull riding, it is also the biggest pressure point in bull riding right there.
Absolutely. Wow. Man, that is some great advice. And you know what? Unfortunately, we're actually just about fresh out of time. But, Sam, I will tell you this. I've actually got your number here locked in, man. And I'd like to talk with you afterwards a little bit more about this, this Allied Bull Riders and find out more information so we can help spread the word and we can help, promote this deal, because I think it's a good thing. And I think a lot of the PBR bull riders that are out there now on the Built For Tough Series are starting to take a look at something like this. And I think that they could certainly learn from you, man. And I know that it's going to be a great time for you to be able to spend time with a lot of these active built guys on the Built For Tough Series, as well as some of the guys that have started it at that Heroes and Legends reunion.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Chris Shivers and I are two of the guys that are still riding that were riding in 97 on tour with those guys. And now still riding against this next generation as well. And that's been a real cool experience. I remember going in the locker room my first time years ago and not knowing where to put my rigging back down because all the guys were my heroes. I thought I was
right
in the wrong place. So, yeah, I'm going to visit with them out there about it. And everybody that I have talked to is very excited about the ideas. And, we're all on the right track as far as getting together. We just need more structure. And the other sports have set the examples. We need coaches. We need people helping manage these riders to take some of the pressures off and let them focus more on what they're good at.
Absolutely. You're right.
Thanks for having me today, Scott.
You bet. And like I said, I definitely want to talk with you. If you don't mind, maybe I'll give you a call here in just a little bit after the show. We can sit down and talk a little bit more about this.
I certainly would be happy to do that.
Hey, Sam. It's Skeeter.
Hey, Skeeter.
Hey, man, once you guys get off the phone, get my number from him, and then if you don't mind, give me a shout. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about it and maybe come down there and hang out for a couple days or however long you do it.
Okay, sounds good. We would love to have you, and I'll get on the phone with you later and visit with you about it.
Sounds good, man. You guys have a good one. I'm going to get off here. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Skeeter. Take care.
See you guys. Bye.
All right. Well, Sam, like I said, we'll be in touch, and we'll certainly pass on Skeeter's number to you. And, we'll put you guys together. I think that's a great deal. And I appreciate you taking the time out here to talk on the show.
Okay, Scott and Sadie, thank you all for having me today.
You guys have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Well, Sadie, thank you once again for taking the time out and actually sharing with us and being our co-host for the day, man. I feel like I've taken over, but, you know, this was really great, and it really is because of you, so thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem. I hope you enjoy having Pete and Sam on the show, and if you need their numbers or whatever, just let me know and I'll hook you up.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have them right here off of our switchboard from calling in, but we'll be in touch, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you in Vegas at the World Finals.
All right, Scott. Sounds good. Thanks for having me today, and you have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
That is a wrap of our Lunch Hour Rodeo show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you, we'll be back here once again tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time. Until then, get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Ace. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. off. Turn your radio off.